Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Wednesday, November 23rd. Happy holidays to you guys. Crazy DFS slate for Wednesday with 13 games, and on Friday, there's going to be no games on Thanksgiving, and then on Friday, there's going to be 15 games. Every team in the NBA is playing Friday, so it's going to be a crazy couple days here, but it's exciting. I'm your host, Daniel A. Well, I was going to say Daniel A. Green. That's my Twitter handle, at Daniel A. Green, but I am Daniel Green. I'm the judge. You guys know me in the DFS realm that way. I'm joined today by my good friend, Tyler Watts. What's up, man?
How's it going, Daniel?
It's going, man. It's been a crazy night. Couple quick things I want to mention, Tyler. The Chambers winner from Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I'm all rattled.
It is Tuesday, my friend.
Because we're taping this. It's like 2 a.m. on Tuesday. I mean, me and you never sleep, man. We give the people shows, and we don't sleep. So, but on Tuesday night, the Chambers winner, Tyler, his name on Twitter is at M-M-I-L-Y-O-N-S. I think it's called, I'd say M-Millions. He put up one of the best lines I've ever seen. And if he would have played in he would have taken down any GPP on FanDuel tonight. And he would have made a ton of money if he would have played some GPPs. But still, he had a fantastic line, so I just wanted to give him a shout-out. He literally, like, if you would have had, like, looked at the optimal – 9 optimal plays on FanDuel. He had 8 of the 9. It was just a remarkable feat. So congrats to him, and well done. Keep it up.
So that was really good. We should have invited him on. I think he could do better than me.
Maybe. But that was it's just really cool. See, I mean, the Chambers. I mean, there's some people putting up just ridiculous lines there that would take down, huge GPPs and win thousands of dollars each night. So it's man, the competition was really stiff, and it's just a fun way for our community just and our listeners to kind of all interact more. So with that said, you guys know me. I like to talk quickly about dream killers and dream lovers for the night. Hopefully you had a good night on Tuesday. If you play these guys, you probably were like me and angry at certain points of the night. Bazemore, that stupid bum, put up like 2 FanDuel points. The whole Hawks team, just a disgrace, Tyler, losing to the Anthony Davis-less New Orleans Pelicans by like 30. It was disgraceful. Dame Judy Dench, even at 9K, this guy can't hit value. Infuriating. Emmanuel Mudiay, what a buster, Tyler, for the Nuggets. I mean, he basically got benched because the second unit for Denver played really well. Jamal Murray went nuts. So bad game for Mudiay. I had him in a lot of lineups. And then Anthony Davis, the Tin Man himself, reappeared. He had I don't even know what the injury was. He sat in the locker room for like 2 hours, then came back while the Pelicans were up like 30. And then Elvin Gentry, because he's such a moron, put AD back in the game. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
He banged his knee off a chair. But I didn't get why he stayed in the locker room for like 2 hours. That didn't make any sense. And he came back out and played.
Yeah, it was a typical Elvin Gentry and typical Anthony Davis. Just stuff that makes you just crazy if you're playing DFS. He dove in the stands trying to get a ball, and that's how he banged knees. You're right. So just crazy. However, if you play these guys, then maybe you had some success. Tim Frazier. Remember, if you're playing season long, pick up Tim Frazier. He's even with Drew Holiday, he's back. He's playing really well. Jimmy Buckets. I know on Twitter I was conversing with a lot of you guys. I know a lot of us played Melo over Butler in a lot of lineups, and that came back to bite us. Speaking of dream killer, Carmelo, go back to the Olympics, dude. Just you're killing us this year. But Jimmy Butler, fantastic. He's one of the best players in the NBA right now. And then my two sneaky ninjas of the night came through, Robin Lopez and Jordan Clarkson. Even though D'Angelo Russell was out, Luke Walton couldn't play my boy Jordan Clarkson 30 minutes. He still didn't play him like 23 or something like that. But Jordan Clarkson had over 34 FanDuel points. Really nice night at 4.9K, way too cheap. So I love that play, and those guys came through. All right. So, like we mentioned at the top of the show, there's 13 games on Friday. It's impossible, because Tyler would kill me if we went through all the plays and it'd be like a 4-hour show. So we're going to try to mention as many plays as we can, but it's just, it's not feasible to talk about all the guys. But we're going to do the best we can. We're going to try to keep this show to about an hour. You know, that's, you guys know me, I like to talk a lot. So I don't know if that's feasible, but we're going to do our best. And Tyler is going to, you know, beat me over the head if I try to ramble on too much at any one player. So with that said, let's talk about some over-unders and some games. Unfortunately, right now, there's only about half the games have over-unders, and some are pretty ugly. Like Miami-Detroit, stay away for the most part in that game. 189 over-under, that looks nasty. Memphis at Philly, 195 over-under. And San Antonio-Charlotte, 199 over-under. So those games look really nasty. Remember, on a 13-game slate, I mean, there's so much value out there, so many options, you know, especially in cash games. If you're nervous at all about a player, you don't got to play him. You're going to find better options. You know, so stick to the games that are going to be high pace, have high over-unders. Because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of them on Wednesday. Speaking of those games with some nice over-unders, Toronto at Houston, 217.5. That's a nice game to target. Boston at Brooklyn, 214.5. Minnesota at New Orleans, 210. And Portland at Cleveland. An interesting game, 217.5. That one, Cleveland's favored by 11.5, so the blowout maybe concerns you a little bit. Portland is on a back-to-back, so that's some of the over-unders. Again, there's a lot of games that just we don't know yet due to injuries. Speaking of injuries, Tyler, I'm just going to go – there's a lot of people questionable, doubtful, all that stuff. I'm just going to run down the ones that I think are most important. People who are out tomorrow on Wednesday, T.J. Warren – is out. So that means for Phoenix, Brandon, hopefully, I think they're going to roll with a three-guard lineup again, basically Brandon Knight, Eric Bledsoe, and Devin Booker. If they do that, I think Knight's in play again, even though he didn't come through for us a couple nights ago. He's still too cheap, so he's probably worth a tournament play. Justice Winslow still out with that wrist, so that means, you know, I know he killed us last game, but Josh Richardson's a nice tournament play. He just couldn't make a shot. He got 11. He played like 30 minutes and took 11 shots. I still like Josh Richardson and Tyler Johnson are decent tournament plays on Wednesday. Tyson Chandler is still out, so Alex Len is still a nice play. And D'Angelo Russell is going to sit out again, so I like my boy Jordan Clarkson again. And also, if you want to play, you know, Swaggy P and Lou Williams and those guys. Tournaments only though. The Lakers, it's just still erratic with minutes. Don't get crazy with the Lakers. Lakers are only tournament guys for me. Don't even think about playing them in cash on a 13 game slate. I will personally come to your house and slap you around. And then Tyler will too. All right, guys that are questionable on Wednesday. Frank the Tank Kaminsky. This one makes me really angry because I've been playing him a lot. He's been really steady. So be on the lookout for that one. James Jones has a lip injury. CJ Miles, I mean, Indiana's the team that you want to make sure you're focused on Wednesday when you're watching, when you're monitoring the news. CJ Miles is questionable with a knee. Miles Turner with an ankle and Paul George with an ankle. So God only knows what's going to happen with Indiana. If those guys are out, Fat Al Jefferson might be in play because Atlanta is playing Indiana's playing Atlanta and Dwight Howard. So if you remember a couple nights ago, Indiana was playing – when Miles Turner was out, Indiana was playing – Golden State, so horrible matchup for Al Jefferson. That's why I didn't play him in any lineups. But against Dwight, maybe he gets 24, 26 minutes. So Al Jefferson could be in play on Wednesday. Kevin Serafin, maybe. Glenn Robinson, if CJ Miles is out, he's a decent punt. And if Paul George is out, he's a decent punt. And keep your eyes on Rodney Stuckey if you want to throw him in a tournament. I think he had 21 actual points on a couple days ago, so he's not a bad play either. Other guys that are questionable, Jay Crowder, again, he's always questionable, it seems. Dirk Nowitzki, God, that Achilles still. Andrew Bogut with a calf injury, Darren Williams with a calf, and George Hill with a thumb. Two guys that are probable, Anthony Davis. Well, he came back in the game, so you'd think he would play on Wednesday, but God only knows with him. And Jeff Teague with an ankle. Woo! All right, Tyler, I'm already out of breath, man. That's how you feeling? You feeling all right?
I'll mention on Anthony Davis, they said that they're going to try to manage the swelling. So if it swells up, he might sit out.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to be a tournament only play for me. Just because of, you know, and with 13 games late, I'm not going to risk him in cash on Wednesday with all his 10-man issues.
I feel you there.
All right, so let's start rolling through the plays, my man. So, Tyler, lead us into the point guards.
All right, top point guard on the board tomorrow, you got Russell Westbrook, 11.6K at Sacramento. Thoughts on Westbrook?
Yeah, so remember, point guard's always loaded. So on a 13-game slate, it's especially loaded. So you don't need to go Westbrook in cash. He is coming on a back-to-back, put up 59 points, fantasy points against the Lakers on Tuesday. He's always a good play. You know, I don't think we need to talk about him too much. The only thing I'll mention here, just be wary that Sacramento is like slowest in the league in pace this year. So like, if this game was last year, I'd be super excited for this game. The fact that Sacramento plays so slow and nasty these days, you know, sure, I'm going to have some exposure to Westbrook. Just, you know, he's not, by no means is he, do you have to play him in cash games on Wednesday?
Yeah, plus you got Westbrook on second of a back-to-back, which, I mean, you never know about that situation. Next guy on the board, you got Chris Paul, 9.3K at Dallas. Thoughts on Paul?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul, when he gets the minutes, he's good. He doesn't have the ceiling he used to. I think they absolutely blitz Dallas. Dallas is one of the worst teams in the league. So, you know, I don't love the Chris Paul play for Wednesday.
I'm with you there. Next guy on the board, maybe one of my favorite point guard plays for tomorrow. You got Steph Curry, 8.8K against the Lakers. Lakers are on a second of a back-to-back. If you remember, the Lakers won that game earlier in the year, and so I think the Warriors may just come out and try to murder the Lakers. Thoughts on Steph Curry for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think they do come out extra motivated, but sadly, I think they do obliterate the Lakers. So that makes Curry, even though he's still cheap at 8.8K, a tournament only play for me. We've seen that he's been better of late, but he's still not even really hitting value for that 8.8K price tag. Well, at least the last three games, he's come close, but he's a tournament only play for me. I don't want him in cash. I'm worried they're gonna blow out the Lakers.
I hear that. Next guy up, you got Kyle Lowry, 8.6K at Houston. Looks like a juicy matchup. Thoughts on Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, I mean, this looks super juicy, even though he's now I would say it would be like gravy juice, but since he's now skinny, it'd be like some Panera Bread juice. It'd be like soup. you know, it's going to be he's got soup dripping out of his drain.
So some Panera Bread juice is now soup. Okay, yeah. I'm with you, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, when he was big and chubby, he ate at Waffle House, so then he'd have pancakes with a bunch of syrup. Now he goes he eats healthy. He goes to Panera. He gets some like delicious soup and a half a sandwich.
I'm a fan of Panera Bread. Sadly, I've never had Waffle House, so I'm not with you on that reference too much.
You know, what's funny is I actually have never eaten there either because I think they're only in the South.
I believe they are.
I still am just familiar with them. It's basically like a Denny's, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like fancier. I thought it was more like chicken and waffles and stuff like that, like dinner foods.
I don't know. Maybe our listeners can tell us. I think it's just like a Denny's, something like that. Yeah, it's not fancy. I know it's not fancy. It's basically a place you go to when you're like wasted, like super late at night. Because I think it's open 24 hours.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But so yeah, Lowry. Now, Patrick Beverley's back, so. They're not going to put defenseless Harden on Lowry. They'll probably put Beverley on Lowry for part of the game. So that worries me a tad. Also, Lowry's price has come up now. It was like 7.8 to 8K last week. Now it's 8.6K. So now he's getting pricey. He's leapfrogged. Like about a week ago, Isaiah Thomas was more expensive than him. Kemba Walker was more expensive. Now it's gone the other way. Those guys' prices have went down. So the price going up, that worries me a little bit, but I love the matchup. This, you know, the over-under is fantastic. So he's a nice floor. So he's a solid play on Wednesday. The question is how much exposure do we want? And are there going to be better guys that are cheaper? Yeah, Tyler. So if I had to choose for cash game between Lowry and Curry on Wednesday, I would probably go Lowry.
I hear that. I mean, I think that Lowry, I mean, you just love that matchup. Pat Beverley's only been playing like 25 minutes a game, so he's going to get a good amount of minutes, probably around 13 to 15 without Beverley on the court. And so, I mean, you're going to see that there's lots of opportunities in a really fast-paced game for Lowry. Next guy up on the board, you got Isaiah Thomas, 8.2K at Brooklyn. Thoughts on Thomas for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous that this game becomes a blowout too. But, you know, so but I do like Isaiah in tournaments for Wednesday. He's you know, his price, you know, I'd like to see it around the 7.8K mark. Now that Horford's back, I think that takes away a little bit of his usage. You know, not too much, but he's only a tournament play for me for Wednesday.
I hear that. Now, next guy up, you got Kemba Walker, 7.8K against the Spurs. The Hornets are at home. Thoughts on Kemba for tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure Kemba was like 8.5K like 2 days ago. He definitely wasn't like at least – he was in the somewhere in the eights.
He was. He was ahead of some of these other guys we just talked about.
Yeah, so he's down to 7.8K now. That is – I don't understand it. He had one bad game, and it was versus Memphis. Otherwise, he's been really consistent. He's been really good this year. I think we've talked about him in the season-long show on Sunday. Me and you, I know I've talked about him on daily shows a lot. 7.8K, that's insulting to Kemba. I'm insulted for him. Now, not the best matchup in the world versus San Antonio, but if there's one position you can attack, it is the point guard. I mean, Seth Curry, for God's sakes, had a nice night against San Antonio a couple nights ago. So Kemba is, you know, I don't know if I'll use him in cash. I mean, I think you still could, though, even though it's against the Spurs and the pace is going to be slow. But still, a really nice tournament play. He's going to be really, really low owned. You're getting him at a nice bargain now. Like, I don't know why. That price should not be in 7.8K.
I'm totally with you there. I think the price drop definitely puts him a lot more in play. Next guy up, you got Kyrie Irving, 7.6K against the Blazers. You got to love that tasty matchup. Cavs are at home. Thoughts on Kyrie for tomorrow?
Yeah, I just can't. I'm done getting too excited, you know, about Kyrie. He's done nothing this year to make me excited. He makes me want to be very boring and speak in this monotone. 35 FanDuel points. That's what he's going to get. 35. I mean, last game versus Detroit, he went nuts and put up 46 FanDuel points. Basically, every game before that, it's like 35 FanDuel points. So he's fine. Again, I mean, the one thing I'm worried about is Portland on a back-to-back. Does Cleveland blow them out? Vegas thinks so. But Kyrie's safe. He's a safe play. I don't think the ceiling is fantastic, even though he is getting the Dame Judy Dench Lillard's horrific defense. But so, I mean, I'll have a little bit of Kyrie on Wednesday, but I'm just not – can't get too excited for him anymore.
I'm calling it Kyrie's first 50 FanDuel point game tomorrow.
Oh, look at that.
Against Lillard, who can't guard. I don't think he can check me. I mean, let's face it. I'm calling it. Tomorrow's Kyrie's day. Next guy on the board, you got Eric Bledsoe, 7.5K at Orlando. Thoughts on Bledsoe?
Yeah, so he was 6.8K yesterday or 2 days ago, that last game they played. So he jumped up $700 because he had a 150 FanDuel point night against an atrocious Washington team. Last two games that they played against are at Washington, at Philly, two horrendous teams, and he's had two decent games. So 7.5K, now that's getting into a territory, tournament only for sure, and that's a pretty risky play in a really slow-paced game versus a team that mucks it up, Orlando. I'm not a fan of this play. Maybe in a couple of tournaments. Definitely not cash, though, for Bledsoe.
I feel you. There's so many options I like better than Bledsoe for tomorrow. Next guy up, Mike Conley, 7.1K at Philly tomorrow. Thoughts on Mike?
He's always super low-owned. He does have upside. You know, he's always a game-time decision. I don't know what's ever going to happen with his minutes. Even though the minutes have been really good the last two games, 37 and 34, he put up 44 FanDuel points last game, too. He's still not a cash game play for me. Even though I think he's relatively safe, they should blow out Philly. Philly's, even though Philly's coming off consecutive wins, I think for the first time in like 22 years. But you want to throw Conley in some tournaments, you know, maybe, you know, Philly's playing well for them, so maybe they can keep it close. He's going to be so low owned. So for that reason alone, he's a tournament play.
I hear that. Next guy up, you got Jeff Teague, 7K. They're facing the Hawks at home. Teague's been really good with Paul George out. Potential that Miles Turner sits out too. Teague is probably going to play. He's probable for tomorrow. Thoughts on Teague?
Yes, yeah, so his price has come up from 6.6K to 7K, but rightfully so. As long as Paul George is not playing. If Paul George is playing, I want no part of Jeff Teague. If Paul George is out, Teague's usage has been so high without PG-13 that I will definitely – I think Teague is a pretty safe play. You know, the 7K scares me a little bit, but I'll definitely throw him in some tournaments. He does have pretty – he's got 50 FanDuel point upside without Paul George. But he's pretty safe too if Paul George is out.
I hear you there. All dependent on if Paul George plays or not. Next guy on the board, you got a couple injury guys there who I'm not sure if they're going to play. You got Jeremy Lin at 6.3, George Hill at 6.3, Darren Williams at 6.3. Check the stats, as I'll say about those guys. Next guy we know is going to play on the board, Ricky Rubio, 6.2K at the Pelicans. Thoughts on Rubio?
Yeah, this guy is just – what a mess he's been this year. I've tried to roster him a few nights, and it has not worked out for me. He's coming off a 32 Fandle point night. Unfortunately, I did not play him that night. I played him the two previous games where he put up 15 and 13 Fandle points. I wish that price was down, was, you know, would come down to about 5.6K. At 6.2K, the only thing I love about – I love the matchup. The Pelicans can't guard anyone. He's going to get some Tim Frazier defense. Well, Tim Frazier's been playing well offensively. He's not a good defender. So Rubio's fine. He'll be super low owned for a 13-game slate. But I just don't think he has the upside that's going to help you win, you know, take down a monster GPP on, you know, on this type of slate. But he's okay. I mean, I could see him being like less than 5% owned.
I totally agree. I mean, there's an opportunity there, but I mean, what's the upside? I mean, he's just not sky high. Next guy, you got Darren Collison, 6.1K. Sacramento's at home against the Thunder. Thoughts on Collison?
Yeah, so Collison, you know, the minutes are now pretty solid. He's in the low 30s. Is he finally he's starting now, right?
Last game was the first game.
Yeah, so in his last game, he put up 32 Fandle points. He's a sneaky guy. He's another guy that's going to probably be pretty low owned. He gets the delicious, delightful defense, non-existent defense of Russell Westbrook, who's just exerting so much energy offensively. I'm pretty sure Westbrook thinks there's only one half of the court these days. Also, you know what's annoying? And I don't know if this is true or not. Like, one of the OKC guys was telling me, I think on Twitter, one of the beat reporters was saying that Westbrook doesn't watch any game film. And I was like really pissed off at that.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it shouldn't, like, I thought every player watches film.
But does it matter to Westbrook? He doesn't try on defense, and he just goes out there and free balls it on offense half the time. So,
the more I thought about it, it makes sense, right? Because yeah, he looks like he's not running plays, and he just does what he wants. But watch the film, dude. Like, I don't know. It really upset me to the core.
He's wasting Westbrook's time, man. He just free balls it. He's good.
I think for that reason alone, I'm playing some Darren Collison. I mean, because Westbrook's not watching film. No, I think Collison, you know, he's a sneaky tournament play. Another guy that will be pretty low owned on this large monster slate. So I'll have a little exposure in tournaments to Collison.
Guy we talked about a little bit before the show's next guy on the board, Emmanuel Mudiay, 6.1K.
Oh, you, this bum.
Daniel says stay away at all costs. So that's all we'll say about him. Next guy up, Alfred Payton, 5.7K, at home against the Suns. Thoughts on Payton?
Alfred. I mean, this is another guy. He's not a cash game guy. He's boom or bust. He's got 50 Fanduel point upside, but when he kills you, when he sucks, he really sucks. He's had clinkers of like 8 and 14 and 13 Fanduel points. You know, it's tough to get super excited with any Orlando player, quite honestly. If there is I do love the matchup versus Phoenix. I mean, Orlando's going to be playing way up in pace for them. You know, it's basically a matchup of one of the slowest paced teams versus one of the fastest. So maybe in tournaments I'll have a little exposure to Alfred. It's just really hard to roster those Orlando guys.
I've always wondered about Alfred. When they measure him, do they measure the hair or do they not measure the hair? Because that's got to be like a good 3 inches, right?
At least. I'd say 5.
I always wonder that. I think he might be way shorter than what they list him at. Next guy on the board, Dennis Schroeder, 5.5K at Indiana. Thoughts on Schroeder for tomorrow?
I mean, that whole Hawks team, they should be ashamed of themselves. They should not be allowed. They should have to sleep on the plane tonight or on a bus. They should not be allowed to sleep in a hotel room. We mentioned getting destroyed by the Pelicans by 30. So I think they should be rested and motivated because didn't play a lot of minutes and didn't play at all, quite honestly, on Tuesday. Schroeder, he's another guy, not consistent. He was benched 2 games ago and put up 5 Fanduel points against the Knicks. You know, he's the thing, he's the only Hawk that did play well on Tuesday. he still actually hit value and had 29 FanDuel points. So he's, you know, you want a little exposure to him. The price is very reasonable at 5.5K. I think we were all just expecting more from him this year. So he's been disappointing. But, you know, some if you want to use him in some tournaments, it's fine.
I think there's the potential, too, that kind of turns into a really ugly game with Indiana playing half their team and Atlanta being on the second of a back-to-back. So it's not a game I'm definitely tuning into tomorrow on a 13 games.
I wonder if Atlanta misses Jeff Teague.
I mean, everyone at the beginning of the season was like, "Oh, Schroeder's a better player. They did good
trade." Last year, everyone's like, "Oh, I wish they'd get rid of Teague so Schroeder could get more minutes."
Yeah, I think Teague's a much better player personally, but that's my own personal opinion.
No, I agree with you.
Next guy on the board, you got your boy Tim Frazier, 5.4K against Minnesota. Thoughts on Frazier for tomorrow?
Man, he's been so good. I mean, I think solely because of. On the back-to-back, coming off the 53 FanDuel point night on Tuesday, recency bias, he's going to be higher owned than he probably should be. Although let me put a quick caveat. This is for the entire slate on Wednesday. When you have a 13-game slate, you don't have to worry too much about ownership. Obviously, in cash games, ownership you really don't ever have to worry about for the most part. But even in GPPs, when there's typically an 11-game slate is when I stop worrying about ownership for the most part. I'll still want to consider it, and I still want to have one or two guys who I think are going to be less than 5% owned, but I don't worry about it as much. You know, with that said, I think Frazier's going to be more owned just due to recency bias. But 5.4K, very reasonable. Ricky Rubio defense. Whenever I make fun of Ricky Rubio, I get yelled at by all of our listeners, Tyler, so I'm not going to make a comment. But I think Frazier is fine. Like I do not expect another 50 FanDuel point explosion. Remember, he got a lot of that when Anthony Davis was out of the game on Tuesday. So I don't think he's going to score 21 actual points again on Wednesday. But he's fine. But I probably will try to fade him a decent amount on Wednesday.
I hear you. So we're going under 5K now. Anybody you want to mention here if you're trying to save a little money at point guard?
Sergio Rodriguez, if you want a pretty safe guy in cash games, he's been pretty safe for Philly. I used him a couple games ago when he had 34 FanDuel points. So not a terrible play there. Tony Parker, 4.6K, not horrible. Tyler Johnson, sneaky play at 4.5K. Other than that, probably that's. I mean, on a 13 game slate, I'm not going to force it with anyone worse than that.
You're not even thinking about Jamal Murray, 28 and 34.
Yeah, I mean,
points in his last two.
I mean, the only problem is they're playing at Utah. I avoid Utah like the plague on a small slate. So on a 13 game slate, you know, in a really slow paced game at Utah, you know, and even tonight, like on Tuesday when Jamal Murray went nuts, he only played 22 minutes. So, you know, while Jamal, yeah, I mean, I guess if there is a guy in a GPP you can throw Jamal Murray in there, but I'm probably not going to do it on 13 games late.
All right, on to the shooting guards. Top play on the board, you got James Harden, 11.6K against the Raptors. Thoughts on Harden for tomorrow?
Yeah, I did not like Harden last game because he was up against the defense of KCP, and he still put up 50 FanDuel points, and he really struggled. But he's such a safe play. So I love this game versus Toronto. He's fine. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, Westbrook and Harden, I mean, they're always fantastic plays. I guess this is a more – if I had to choose between Westbrook and Harden tomorrow, I would go Harden. So I think that's a decision that we're all going to have to make.
I'm with you there just because, I mean, Westbrook on the second of a back-to-back. They're playing the Kings, which – I never know what Kings are going to show up, so I'm going hard in there too. Next guy on the board, DeMar DeRozan. Still can't believe it, but he's 9.4K. Same game. Thoughts on DeRozan?
Yeah, so the one-trick pony, man, is his price. You know, it should slowly start to tinker down and get back to about 8.8K. It has not. So at this 9.4K price tag, it's just way too hard for that to pay off. I mean, he's got to give you – basically, what, 40, God, I'm bad with math. 45 Fando points, is that right?
Yep.
No, more than that. That's if he was 9K. So he's got to give you like 48, 47, 48 Fando points. Like, he's only done that.
47.
Yeah, so he's only done that, you know, three times this year. And the last time he did that was November 12th. It's just, I do like the matchup versus Houston. I do love the tempo. He's going to be low owned. No one's going to want to play DeRozan on Wednesday because of that price. So for that very reason alone, if you want to throw him as a dart in tournaments, I'm fine with it. But I can't play him in cash at that price.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it with the first thing you said. I mean, because he's so scoring dependent, it's like he's getting to the point now where he has to score like 40 actual points to get you that value, and that's just not going to happen that often.
Yep.
Next guy on the board, CJ McCollum, 7.5K at Cleveland. Thoughts on McCollum?
Yeah, I don't really want McCollum coming on a back-to-back, tough matchup versus the Cavs. You know, he's basically, you know, he's a weaker version of DeMar DeRozan, another one-trick pony. Although I will say this, I mentioned on I think it was last night's show, he has been getting assists. He got 5 again on Tuesday. That's 3 straight games of 5 assists. So he's facilitating the offense more. They're playing him a little bit more without Lillard, so he gets to run the offense. So for that reason, it makes McCollum, maybe I will use him a little bit in tournaments, but I don't want a whole lot of him on Wednesday.
I hear that. Next guy on the board, you got Avery Bradley, 6.7K, and Nick Batum, 6.4K. Daniel's not recommending either one of these two guys for tomorrow. So we're down to Devin Booker, 6.1K. Order Orlando, thoughts on Booker?
Yeah, Booker is always going to be a GPP play. I'm always going to have at least one lineup where I throw Booker in there, just because he's a gunner. He's another one of these one trick ponies, but his price is a little bit lower. He's still very, very capable of putting up as many actual points as DeRozan and McCollum. He's gonna get as many shots. I mean, it's just, you watch a Phoenix game, he's like their number one option. He gets the ball and shoots. He doesn't look to pass. He's just a gunner. It's kind of annoying, quite honestly. Especially if you're playing other Phoenix guys, the guy I had a lot of Brandon Knight and Alex Len a couple nights ago. But so for that reason alone, I'll play Booker in tournaments. I don't like him in cash at Orlando in a slow, nasty game. But for tournaments, he's okay.
I'm telling Booker you were hating on him. I love to watch Devin Booker play.
Well, I just don't like him because if I have other Phoenix guys, that's why.
All right, next guy on the board, you got Klay Thompson, 6K, against the Lakers. Golden State's at home. Thoughts on Thompson for tomorrow?
Yeah, Klay Brick Thompson. His price has finally reached the 6K mark. Congratulations, Klay. He was stuck in the fives for like the last month. So, again, I think they're going to blow out the Lakers. Even though he's been playing a lot better lately, he's become like a one-trick pony. He's so scoring dependent now. It's insane if you look at his game log. Like the last two games, Tyler, he's put up 25 and 29 actual FanDuel or actual points, but he only has 28 and 32 FanDuel points. So that means he, like, no, thank you. Like, I'm not a, like, even though, so let's say Klay explodes for 40 actual points, it's probably going to be like 43 FanDuel points. So he's not the same guy as last year. Just, he's not. Even though he's getting the same amount of shots, like, the peripheral stats are way down. You want to use him in tournaments, you know, you can. But, I don't love this play on Wednesday.
Well, and I think it's worth mentioning, too, that daily fantasy takes away a lot of Klay's values, because a lot of Klay's value is in season-long leagues is from the good percentages that he shoots. I mean, he always shoots a good percentage from the field, relatively speaking, for a guard. He always shoots a good percentage from the line. He always shoots a good three-point percentage. And daily fantasy doesn't take any of that into consideration. So, I mean, he's always a worse daily play than he is for season-long leagues.
Yep.
Next guy on the board, you got Victor Oladipo, 5.9K. Thoughts on Oladipo?
Yeah, Depot's, he's, you know, becoming more consistent. The one thing I love about him is the minutes. He's locked in the high 30s minutes every night. Just plug it in. In the last, last 4 games, his floor has been 28 Fando points. So he's still not cash game worthy yet, but if his price doesn't go up, he will be in about a week from now or so. You're getting him at a bargain. I mean, the thing is, I think his price is going to go up. You're still getting him at a bargain. So for that reason alone, I like him in tournaments. He's a guy with 50 Fando point upside. Remember, they are coming on a back-to-back, so I'll have a little bit of exposure to Oladipo. And he's always under-owned.
And you love the matchup. I mean, they're going to start Lawson and Collison in the backcourt. So one of them is going to be guarding Westbrook. One of them is going to be guarding Oladipo. I don't think either one of them is a good defender. So, I mean, you like that for both guys there tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll say, and it's weird because the last few years, Sacramento has always, and this was because of Ben McLemore mostly, and the pace that they played with, they always gave up the most points to opposing shooting guards. This year, I did not think that was going to be the case because they play so slow. And also now they have Aaron. Wait, who's the starting shooting guard? Aaron Follow?
Last game they benched a Follow and they started Lawson and Collison.
Right, but before that it was a Follow, right?
Yes.
Right, so a Follow is supposed to be this great defender, but they're still like top five in the league in giving up fantasy points to opposing shooting guards. So
a Follow has looked bad all year.
Yeah, man. So and the fact that you're right. So if they start Lawson and Collison, dear God, Oladipo could annihilate those guys. So he's a very sneaky tournament play for Wednesday.
I'm liking it myself. Next guy on the board, you got Zach LaVine, 5.8K at New Orleans. Thoughts on LaVine?
He's another guy it's hard to get excited about because he's become super scoring dependent, and he's had some duds lately. The ceiling hasn't been there. I mean, he had one game of 48 FanDuel points, but that was back, I think, it was November 9th. So it was the day after the world ended. I don't love this play. It's just he's getting big minutes and still barely hitting value. Last four games, 23, 30, 17, and 24 FanDuel points. The problem with Minnesota, there's only one ball. Rubio, he has the ball in his hands a lot, hell of a lot. Then you got Wiggins, who just, dear God, talk about a gunner who will just not stop shooting and will never pass. Then you got Gordy Dang, who actually is a pretty good player. And you got Towns, who needs the ball. So, yeah, I like attacking the Pelicans. He's a sneaky tournament play, but it's not great upside.
What is he doing in this FanDuel picture?
What do you mean?
Like, he's, like, not smiling. He's got his mouth, like, half open, but he's not smiling, and he just looks, like, super weird in that picture, man. I don't know what he's doing. He
looks stoned.
He probably is. Next guy, you got Rodney.
He looks like he's in the middle of talking almost. It's like mid-sentence. He's about to say something.
Or he's like getting ready to kiss the cameraman. I'm not sure. Like something weird's going on there.
Yeah.
Let me know, FanDuel. Let me know. 5.6K, Rodney Hood, next play on the board. At home against Denver. Thoughts on Hood?
Yeah, I mean, my motto in life, it's attack Denver shooting guards. Attack point guards too. Attack Moody as well. But Rodney Hood, 5.6K. Like this matchup, you know, Favors is out for Utah. He hasn't been as consistent as I would hope for. So for that reason, maybe I don't want to play him in cash on Wednesday. But tournaments, I'm gonna have me some Hood. He could explode.
Worth mentioning, they played Denver in the last game. This is like one of those home and homes. And he played 31 minutes. He had got you 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover, 20 FanDuel points.
So not great, but he'll be low-owned, I think, and he's got upside.
And that's one reason I like to pull the thermal out my GPPs is the upside is there. Yep. Next guy on the board, you got Monte Ellis, 5.5K against the Hawks. Thoughts on Ellis?
Monte Ellis is Benjamin Button. If you watch him play, he's now become – I have a list of players I will never play on back-to-backs. Monte Ellis is on that list. If you watched him play the last time Indiana had a back-to-back, his body looked like it was going to collapse. I was screaming to get an ambulance out there, Tyler. I was so nervous. It was very scary. And he put up 7 FanDuel points. So luckily, this is not a back-to-back. If Paul George is out, if Miles Turner is out, if CJ Miles is out, I'll have a little exposure to Ellis in tournaments, but he's not safe for cash, even with all those guys out.
Well, and what's crazy, too, is like you think to yourself, like, oh, well, he should be getting a lot of the offense. And, like, I mean, just nothing he's done this year has shown you, like, I mean, he had one almost 40 FanDuel point game against Philly, and then he had that 40-point game, the very first game when they played in overtime against Dallas. But other than that, man, he's just been bad this year.
Really bad.
And so it's just a hard guy to trust for me.
Yep.
Next guy on the board, you got Evan Fournier, 5.3K against the Suns. Thoughts on Fournier?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to have a little exposure to him on Wednesday in tournaments. You know, and he's actually normally for cash games, he's almost in play too. He gets so many minutes for Orlando. He's locked into, you know, in the mid 30s in minutes. The price, his price has come all the way down to 5.3K. You're starting to get him at a bargain. Even though the production, he's been consistently mediocre in terms of his production, but he's flashed. He does have upside. If he gets hot, he could have put up a 40, 45 FanDuel point night. He did it a lot last year. It's there. Orlando just as a team is struggling. So he's a guy that I will have some exposure to and up really, you know, playing way up in tempo against Phoenix. He's a sneaky, another guy, all the Orlando guys are sneaky. No one wants to play him. So they're all sneaky tournament plays and they're all cheap.
Well, and I mean, I don't think that any of those Phoenix guards are good defenders. And one of them, either Booker, Knight, you know, Bledsoe, one of them's going to be on him pretty much the whole game. And so, I mean, I think there's a shot to be a real sneaky guy there and maybe he produces some good value. Next guy, Eric Gordon, 5.2K. They're facing the Raptors. Thoughts on Gordon?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say about him. Eric Gordon is a typical – I mean, he's a prototypical boomer bust guy. I mean, look at his last two games, 6 and 40 FanDuel points. So you want to use him in tournaments, I'm fine with it. Don't even think about touching him for cash games. You know, if you're playing him, you play him in tournament and hope he gets hot and hope he gets, you know, gets extra minutes and goes off. But not a guy I love for Wednesday. Maybe if I'm playing 20 lineups, I put him in 2.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy, you got Deion Waiters, 5.2K at the Pistons. Thoughts on Waiters?
Yeah, I don't like this game. This game is going to have an ugly over-under. The over-under's not listed yet, but it's going to be nasty. Two teams that play pretty slow. Waiters has been good. If, you know, Winslow's out, so he's been getting mid-30s minutes, and he's putting up mid-30 FanDuel points. So he's been shockingly consistent, 32, 33, 37 FanDuel points the last three. And 4 of the last 5 games, he's been over 30 FanDuel points. So, wow, I mean, maybe I'll throw him in a couple tournaments. You know, 5.2K, price came up a little bit, but his usage is super high. He's getting the minutes. So, you know, not a horrible play, but he is going to get the defense of KCP. KCP's a really good defender. So, I mean, I don't love Waiters, but – you know, maybe you want to throw him in a couple tournaments. I'm fine with it.
And I'll mention this too. FanDuel is strangely listing him as questionable. I have not seen that anywhere else.
So well, no, he was questionable for the last game. So that makes sense that he's still questionable.
But I mean, that maybe drives the ownership down even a little bit more, and maybe like no one will be on this guy, especially in a big slate. So
yeah, I was praying he didn't play last game because I wanted all the Josh Richardson I could handle. And then last second that they said DM was playing, and he played well. He was the only Miami Heat guy, that played well besides Whiteside.
I hear that. Next guy, Lou Williams, 5.1K at Golden State. Thoughts on Lou?
I mean, Lou is not, you know, he's not his own keeper. He is at the helm, at the wits. What's the right phrase? He's at the, his fate is beholden to one Luke Walton. Will Luke play him minutes or not? I mean, I thought he was going to get a ton of minutes on Tuesday without D'Angelo Russell. He only got 23. He put up 22 FanDuel points. The one thing about Lou, when he gets minutes, he's been super consistent this year. So 5.1K, I think he is a guy with big upside against Golden State. If they can somehow keep that game close, it's probably because guys like Lou Williams are hitting shots. So he's another guy, a sneaky play in tournaments. You know, Russell is going to be out again. Maybe he gets a few more minutes on Wednesday. They're going to need his scoring. So a nice tournament play on Wednesday.
For what it's worth, he played 26 minutes when they played Golden State earlier this season. He scored 20 actual points, and he gave you 34.4 FanDuel points. So he's done it against them before.
He's also sneaky handsome. He's very handsome. He is.
No comment on that. Next guy on the board, you got Will Barton, 5.1K at Utah. Thoughts on Barton?
You know, Barton looked for Denver looked horrible on Tuesday night against the Bulls. You know, he is starting now though. Played 26 minutes, and he's a guy that's flashed upside in recent years, or I should say last year. I don't know if he played before that, but. So he last year I would use him in tournaments and he made me some money a couple nights. He's a tournament play. I don't love it, but 5.1K. You know, I also I forgot they're playing at Utah. So maybe as a dart in tournaments, but don't love the play.
Well, and he recently came back from that injury, second of a back-to-back for them. So he's going to be a little risky. They might limit the minutes even more. They might sit him out completely. I mean, I don't really know what's going on with that, but he's definitely a risky option with some upside. All right. You're going bottom of the barrel here, less than 5K. Anybody you want to play here, shooting guard?
How dare you, bottom of the barrel? Like, a lot of the guys that I'm going to play are going to be under this, in this under 5K bunch. I'm going to, like, I think shooting guard is going to be a spot where I try to save me some money.
Oh, there's a lot of great plays down here. I mean,
yeah, it's like Jordan Clarkson, I played him a ton on Tuesday. I will play him a lot on Wednesday as well. 4.9K, you know, I think I was telling everyone on the show yesterday, he's approached Brandon Knight territory. So Brandon Knight's price has basically dropped to the same area. These are guys that have 50 FanDuel point potential. Now, they're in different situations this year. They're not going to be, it's not going to be consistent, but they still have it. And occasionally it's going to hit, you know, and especially when you have injuries and, you know, so you got 26 minutes. You got 26 minutes on Tuesday night. You know, hopefully he gets a little bit more on Wednesday, but he put up 35 FanDuel points. You know, that's seven times value. That's how you win GPPs. So I love me some Jordan Clarkson again on Wednesday.
I'm with you there. I mean, I think the upside is just too great.
Yeah. Other than that, KCP, he's a guy, dude, no one plays KCP. His price never goes up. It's 4.8K. He put up 30 FanDuel points again, against Houston on, I think it was on Monday. Dude, he has 30, 35 FanDuel point potential. He can get you seven times value. He'll be low owned. I like KCP. Seth Curry, 4.7K. You know, the Clippers, you can take advantage of them at shooting guard. I guess Wes Matthews would be the actual shooting guard. But still, I mean, Seth Curry put up 29 FanDuel points last game against San Antonio. You know, if Chris Paul is going to be on him, that scares me a little bit. But 4.7K, he's locked into a lot of minutes, a lot of shots, especially if D. Will's out. So I like him. I like J.J. Redick. I don't mind Wes Matthews at 4.7K. And look at this, Tyler. Look at this. Brandon Knight. He was 4.8K. He dropped. He's now starting, and his price dropped all the way down to 4.5K just because he had a couple bad games.
He had 12. He had 11.7 FanDuel points in that game he started. So, I mean, can you blame FanDuel?
I can, and I will. Like, look, you're right. Last game he had 12 FanDuel points against Washington. I watched it. He just didn't make his shots. He was getting wide open looks, and then he just – there's some games where he's just not going to get – he's not going to touch the ball a lot, because Booker doesn't ever pass. He's a ball hog. And Bledsoe, you know, was having a terrific game too. But you're giving me a guy with 50 FanDuel point upside at 4.5K. That's ludicrous. That's a guy that's screaming at me to play him. Now, I probably won't play him in cash games because, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, you know, he's a little risky right now. But the upside is there. God, give me him in tournaments on Wednesday. Other than that, the last guy I'll mention, Josh Richardson. Look, I loved this play a couple nights ago. It did not work out for me. But, hey, I don't regret it. I actually went back and watched this game. He was like 1-for-11 from the floor, got wide open shots. He just played bad. It was, you know, then I was reading some articles in the Miami Herald, and he just played his worst game of the year, and that's just going to happen occasionally. But I still think he's safe. He's starting 4.3K. That's way too cheap for him. I like that play as well.
Cheers to Swaggy P on that game winner tonight. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, that was impressive.
All right, ready to move on to small forwards?
God, I need a drink. Tyler, so many guys are talking about.
So many games, man. This whole NBA stacking the games because no Thursday is not helping us.
Oh, wait till we get to Friday. Jesus.
Every team, man. Every player. All right. Top small forward on the board, 9.9K. Kevin Durant against the Lakers. Thoughts on Durant?
I'm a little nervous here because I think they're going to beat the Lakers by about 100 points. Tournament only for me on Wednesday.
Had 41.5 in the first game against the Lakers. Probably pretty safe for 40 points for you, which isn't value, but it is 40 points. Next guy, LeBron James, 9.8K against the Blazers. Thoughts on James?
Wow. I mean, on paper, I love this matchup. LeBron's coming off his worst game of the year, 29 FanDuel points last game. 9.8. I mean, you know, it's LeBron. He's I'm not gonna count the last game. Although he's basically a lock for 50 FanDuel points. The problem is the ceiling hasn't been the same this year. He hasn't hit 60, but you know, he's fine. He's always good. He's always a good play.
Paul George is 8.6K. He's questionable. We already talked about him a little bit. Next guy on the board, 8.5K. You got Kawhi Leonard at Charlotte. Thoughts on Kawhi?
Yeah, Kawhi had a little stretch where he dipped, and he had a couple games in the 20s. Last two though, he's been back in the 40s. He's a sneaky guy. He's been his ownership has been really low lately. People have kind of forgotten him, and everyone's just playing LeBron and Durant, probably rightfully so. But a sneaky play versus Charlotte in a slow-paced game. You know, I don't mind him if you want to throw him in some tournaments on Wednesday.
I hear you. Next guy on the board, you got Rudy Gay, 7.2K against Oklahoma City. Thoughts on Gay?
One trick pony, you know, if you want to use him, don't use him in cash. He's, you know, look at his last four games, 44, FanDuel points, 17, 19, 50. That's all you need to know. When he's hot, he can be good. He's got some upside, but when he sucks, he sucks. I do like the pace of this game. They're playing at, you know, against OKC, I think is who's like second in the league in pace, or at least top five. So
they were fourth. I just looked it up.
Okay, so they're fourth. Yeah, so that's, you know, it's an intriguing spot. He's going to be low owned. People don't like to play Rudy Gay for some reason. So tournaments on Wednesday, he's fine.
Yeah, next guy on the board, you got Gordon Hayward, 7.1K. They're at home against Denver. Thoughts on Hayward?
Wow, he's sucked lately.
Second that.
The only good thing, well, a couple good things. One, his price has come down. I mean, he was approaching like 8K. Now it's, I mean, 7.1K. This is probably the cheapest he's going to be all year. Getting a nice matchup, getting some Gallinari defense. Gallinari cannot move. He's so unathletic. So this is an interesting spot for Gordon Hayward. Man, I kind of like this play on Wednesday. I mean, I'm going to have some tournament exposure to Hayward for sure.
I can see that. I mean, I think he's going to be good and low-owned, which, I mean, you always like that. Next guy on the board, Andrew Wiggins, 6.7K at the Pelicans. Thoughts on Wiggins?
One-trick pony. I hate watching him play. You know, he's another guy, boom or bust, don't play him in cash. He's very similar to Rudy Gay. Look at his game log, 18, 10, 52, 36, 56. So when he's hot, it's nice. You make money, and when he's cold, you lose money. So a risky play, you know, a nice matchup versus the Pelicans. The pace should be delicious in that game. So, you know, you want to throw him in some GPPs, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, next guy, you got Danilo Gallinari, 6K at Utah. Daniel talked about him a little bit already. No dice there. Then you got Harry B, 6K. Harrison Barnes against the Clippers. Thoughts on Barnes?
Yeah, I mean, Barnes, I'm still using him every night in a couple of lineups just because, look, Dallas needs someone to score, and they have no one. I mean, he's 42 minutes last game, 39 before that. He's locked into huge minutes, huge shots, huge usage rate. You know, he's flashed 50 FanDuel point upside. Granted, it's been a while, but I don't mind Harrison Barnes if you want to throw him in some tournaments. He's actually pretty safe for cash, quite honestly, too.
I hear that. Next guy, you got Wilson Chandler, 5.9K, another no for Daniel. Then you got TJ Warren, who's out. Jay Crowder, who's another no for Daniel, 5.4K. Next guy.
First of all, hold on. So if you're going to go down that route and say no for Daniel, I'm speaking to the listeners here. Tyler has told me before we started the show, I must give him a list of players that we cannot talk about. So, at first glance, those are some of the players. When he's saying Dan doesn't like those guys, those are the guys I told Tyler, all right, let's just not talk about those guys. Because they're not, on paper, they're not great plays. However, you still can have some exposure to Wilson Chandler because he's been playing great. I don't love the matchup at Utah at a back-to-back.
Well, you can have some exposure to anyone. I mean, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right? I mean, anyone can get lucky and win.
I hope they do not. I mean, I don't know. I feel sad for blind squirrels.
All right, next guy. Let's get to this. This was a good one, and only because it's a position change. You got Marcus Smart, a small forward now, 5.2K at Brooklyn. Thoughts on Smart and thoughts on the position change?
Yeah, the position change is weird. I mean, I know technically, I guess he was kind of starting for Jay Crowder.
But that's what I mean. Only because Crowder's out. Like, now that if Crowder comes back, is he going to really play any small forward? Like, maybe a little.
Yeah, it's weird. Either way, though, I don't want me some Marcus Smart. So, no.
All right, next guy, Trevor Ariza, 5.2K against Toronto. Thoughts on Ariza?
Yeah, I had a ton of Ariza a couple nights ago. He was super low owned. He's pretty steady, man. He's a nice cash game player. You know, he's nothing sexy about him. His upside's not what it used to be, but he's locked into tons of minutes and he gets so many wide open 3-pointers. So, you know, a nice matchup here against Toronto. You know, I don't mind Ariza.
He's one of Mark Roberts' favorite players. That's all I'll say. Two guys, 5.1K. You got Marcus Morris against the Heat and MKG against San Antonio. Thoughts on these two?
Yeah, I mean, these are just two ugly, nasty games. I think you could do better on a 13-game slate.
All right, so if you're looking to save a little bit, small forward, under 5K, who are you going for?
I mean, do I dare go back to the well with the bum Bazemore? He's not going to give me 2 FanDuel points again, right? 4.9K? I mean,
he could give you 5.
Just because I'm angry and I'm stubborn, I'll probably put him in one GBP. God, look how far Aaron Gordon's fallen, 4.7K. So sad. But still, you probably can't play him just because the minutes are not there anymore.
Frank Vogel's killing that, man.
What a disaster. I will play my mandatory 1 Rob Covington lineup, Lord Covington, 4.3K. Evan Turner, 4.1K. I'll probably play him in one lineup in tournaments. Ronnie Hollis Jefferson, I'll probably use him in tournaments, one lineup. And keep your eye on Matt Barnes. I think he's going to start again for Sacramento, right? He's played over 30 minutes the last 2 games. The last game was a clunker, whatever the right phrase is, but he played 36 minutes.
He played 32, he's projected to play around 32 minutes now in this new starting lineup. According to Jaeger, he's going to try to play all those starters right around 30 to 32.
Yeah, minutes, man. So he's in play for me then at 4K. He can get 30, 35 fandom points pretty easy if he's going to get that type of minutes. So I don't mind him. And then obviously if Paul George is out, Glenn Robinson the third, man. He's a very, very nice punt.
Yeah, one guy I'll mention is Mo Harkless, 4.5K. You don't love the matchup necessarily tomorrow at Cleveland, but I wrote an article last week where I kind of uncovered that if you look at his numbers, like per 36-wise, he's actually well underperforming in a lot of statistical categories to his career numbers. And so I think he's got a chance for a little bit of growth and could be even a little bit better than he's been so far the early season, which has been relatively good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I call him Sleepy Mo. Everyone always sleeps on him, and he's not fancy. But, like, he's super consistent. I mean, look at his game logs. 26, 13, 17, 25, 24, 28, 21. It's just, you know, for 4.5K, that's not bad.
I'm with you. Ready to move on to the power forwards?
Yes, dear God. Woo.
Your boy, the Tin Man, top play on the board, 11.6K. We mentioned him already a little bit. Anything else you want to say about Davis?
I hate you, Anthony Davis. No, you know.
Until he wins you money, and then you love him again.
Yeah, as long as he's playing, I mean, he's going to be a really nice tournament play for Wednesday because everyone's going to be so furious at him, you know, what he did to us on Tuesday.
I'm with you there. Next guy on the board, Blake Griffin, 9.5K at Dallas. Thoughts on Griffin?
Yeah, so Blake was 8.8K, and now he's 9.5K. So, you know, it makes sense. Clippers had some close games. Blake got more minutes. Blake's fantasy points went up. Blake's price went up. He's basically been at 50 FanDuel points the last 3 games. He's been over 45 the last 4 games. He's safe. The only problem here is they're playing the worst team in the league, and that's Dallas. So blowout potential here makes him only a tournament play for me on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm circling that one as a blowout in my scorebook. Draymond Green's the next play, 8K against the Lakers. Thoughts on Draymond?
Yeah, another guy who tournament only play for me just because I'm scared about the blowout potential. Also, last 4 games, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Last 4 games, he's been under 40 FanDuel points, and that's when he needs to get value. you know, he's the thing about him, the one thing that makes me the most concerned is that he was an excellent tournament play last year. And this year, the upside, he's still been really consistent, but he's basically giving you between like 30 and 40 FanDuel points every night. You know, he really he hasn't cracked 50 FanDuel points. He's not the same upside. So it's hard to get super excited for him in a game where I think they're going to be like a 15-point favorite. But you know, tournaments, go ahead.
He owns Julius Randle, I will say that. In the games that I can remember from last year, it just seemed like he takes Julius Randle to school every time they play against each other. So
is Draymond Green – is he chunky and fat? I can't figure it out because, like, he always flexes his muscles, and I just want to, like, shout at him, stop flexing, you fatty. You know, he seems to me like he's out of shape.
He a little bit, maybe. I mean, not, like, super out of shape or anything, but I could see that.
But I mean, he clearly must be. I mean, in great shape and everything. But he doesn't look that way to me, anyway.
Maybe he's just a weird body type.
Yeah, maybe.
Next guy, Paul Millsap, 7.8K at Indiana. Thoughts on Paul?
Paul's too many times this year. He's fallen into the dream killer category. He was probably my favorite cash game player last year. This year, he's moved into a more of a tournament only play, and that price is probably going to keep dropping because he's been inconsistent. He's been subpar. But when he puts it all together, he still has nice upside. You know, coming off Atlanta's had they played so bad on Tuesday. You got to think they're motivated on Wednesday. So I'll use him a little bit in tournaments.
Next guy up, 7.8K, your boy, Kevin Love. You love you some Love usually against Portland tomorrow. Thoughts on Love?
This is my new favorite cash game play at power forward. Consistency monster. I put him in at cash games. It's just a beautiful – it's a very reasonable price. He gives me production. I don't have to worry about it. It's just another just very safe play. His upside's not the same what it used to be either, but just rock solid. I love him for cash games.
I'm with you there. Next guy, you got – drop the price, LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm refusing to talk about this guy until they drop the price. 6.9K, just I'm not talking about him. Dirk's questionable tomorrow, 6.5K. Yeah, check it out. I mean, I'm probably staying away. Even if he plays, he's probably going to get some low minutes. Next guy is Julius Randle, 6.5K at Golden State. Thoughts on Randle?
Don't even dare think about playing him in cash. I mean, too many people keep playing him in tournaments, quite honestly. I don't understand why. I mean, I know he's flashed, you know, the upside a few games this year, but when you're telling me that Luke Walton is going to basically giving him a maximum of 30 minutes and between maybe like 20 minutes. It's very tough to get excited about a guy who's 6.5K. And his usage rate is not like it's Joel Embiid's usage rate. So, I mean, Randle, if you want to throw him as a dart in some tournaments, I'm okay with it. But that price, it's too expensive, and he's not getting enough minutes.
He did have 20 and 14 in the last game against Golden State for 38.8 FanDuel points. I will mention that. But I'm not loving the play tomorrow, just not getting the minutes. Next guy is Kenneth Fareed, 6K at Utah.
Stay away from Fareed.
All right, what about Ibaka, 6K against the Suns?
Another Benjamin Button. Ibaka has been very sneaky the last couple games. No one's played him. He's been like at 2, 3%. He put up 39 FanDuel points and 31 the last two games. He's finally coming. You know, he's like the one Orlando guy that's finally coming around. You know, his price, he's the only Orlando guy that's price actually is rising. Everyone else's price is going in the opposite direction. You know, a nice matchup against Phoenix. Is fat, juicy Jared Dudley going to be guarding him? Is Benjamin Button, is it, you know, Serge Ibaka's brother, or Benjamin Button brother? It's very hard to say. Benjamin Button brother, PJ Tucker going to be guarding him. So Ibaka's an interesting play that I'll probably use in some tournaments.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm not loving the play tomorrow, but I mean, I think with some low ownership, you might be able to get a little bit of a steal there. Gorgui Dang, 5.7K at New Orleans. Thoughts on Dang for tomorrow?
Yeah, Dang, he had a couple, you know, 3-4 game stretch where he was kind of subpar, and he's come back to life the last four games or so. He's been pretty consistent. 38 FanDuel points last game, 20 points, 10 rebounds, and the best part was 40 minutes. So we love to see Thibodeau playing those starters big minutes. So Dang is allegedly going to be matched up against Anthony Davis if Anthony Davis plays. But Anthony Davis is not a great on ball defender, so that doesn't worry me too much. So Deng is, you know, he's okay. I think he got better options on Wednesday, but he's okay.
Thad Young's next guy up 5.7K against the Hawks. Thoughts on Young?
If all those indie guys are out, George, Mott Turner, and Miles, make sure you throw Young in at least one tournament. He's got 40 FanDuel point upside, but I don't love this play against Atlanta.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely staying away unless, like you said, George and Turner are sitting out, and then he might be a decent little upside shot. Next guy, Tobias Harris, 5.5K against the Heat. Thoughts on Harris?
Harris was my sneaky ninja. I've been pretty hot on my sneaky ninjas, but Harris was the one sneaky ninja for a couple days ago that I totally missed on against Houston. I loved the matchup. I loved the game. I loved the price, and dude put up 11 FanDuel points. So,
well, if he could have not fouled, he might have been all right, but he had to.
Right. So, you know, he's another guy. You look at him and you're like, that price is just too low for his talent. So I'll be using him in some tournaments. He's a guy who has 40 FanDuel point upside. You know, I don't love the pace here against Miami. I think it's going to be a slow game. But I think for that reason, the ownership will be low. I will use him in some tournaments.
And I think he's going to get a good matchup regardless of who Miami decides to play as a power forward.
Miami has no one at that position. James Johnson. I mean, Luke Babbitt. I mean, God only knows they're going to play.
So, yeah. So in my tournaments, I'm actually going to be taking quite a few flyers on Tobias Harris and praying that he can have a good game for himself. Zach Randolph, 5.4K at Philly. Thoughts on Randolph?
No, thank you. I mean, if you play him, just play him in cash because the upside's not there. I mean, he's not going to get you. He's got a floor of like 22 FanDuel points and a ceiling of like 28 FanDuel points.
I'm going to cut this one off at 5.2K and let you mention anyone you want below that because I'm thinking you're not loving these other 5K options.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cantor is always a play that you should throw in like one, even if it's like a $1 GPP, throw him in a GPP.
If they would just give that guy minutes. Oh, my God.
I know. Me and Kyle talked about that for like an hour last night.
I love the mustache, too.
Ryan Anderson, man, his price has skyrocketed down to 4.7K. Dude, he's still getting like at least 30 minutes a night and getting a ton of open shots. He's just missing shots. He's, man, if he makes shots, he can get you 35, 40 FanDuel points. 4.7K, wow, that's really cheap for him. I will be using him in tournaments on Wednesday, that's for sure. John Lures.
Matchup too.
Yeah, John Lures been a pretty safe play this year for 4.5K. Jokic, you know, 4.5K. He's only playing like 20, 24 minutes now, less than that. He played 18 minutes tonight on Tuesday and had 26 FanDuel points. So I think he's probably worth a dart. Frank Kaminsky, if he plays, 4.3K. God, there's so many guys, Tyler. Dario Saric and Ilyasova, both those guys get minutes for Philly. Juicy Dudley, 3.9K. Julius Randle was like questionable on Tuesday. If he's out, and even if he's not, Larry Nance Jr., 3.9K, he put up 22 FanDuel points on Tuesday and had 34 in the last game. So he's fine too. I mean, there's so many guys. God.
Ed Davis started a couple games there, 3.8K. I mean, he finally got the big minutes tonight against New York. He hadn't really been getting the minutes, but I mean, 29 FanDuel points tonight. So, I mean, there's just a million names here.
I mean, I can tell you this. So, like, just briefly going through this stuff. Point guard looks to be like just when you want to spend up. And God, I mean, you can, you know, shooting guard, you can save. There's so much value at shooting guard, small forward, and power forward. I mean, wow. You know, so it's just, you're going to have to, you know, choose your stars, but you easily have enough, there's an easy enough value to fit as many stars as you want.
Oh, yeah, one last guy that I think we should mention, power forward, 3.6K, Kevin Serafin. He had 25 FanDuel points in the last game when Miles Turner and Paul George were sitting out. So if they're both out again, another guy maybe you could take a flyer on, such that you wanted to. Anybody else you want?
Dude, I named like 70 players. Let's move on. Ugh.
All right, top center on the board, DeMarcus Cousins, and even 10K against the Thunder. Mara, thoughts on Cousins?
Yeah, his price has come up to 10K now. On a 13 game slate, he's tournament play only for me. I mean, he's been 35 FanDuel points. You know, last game he's been somewhat inconsistent. So he's had some duds this year. Makes him tournament play only for me. I don't see him being very highly owned on this slate.
I write this column on the Kings. I predict their box score every game that they play, and I uncovered this juiciness about DeMarcus Cousins. He's played 20 career games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He averages 10.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 1.9 steals, 1.1 blocks, but only 18.6 points, and he shoots 37.7% from the field and 69% from the free throw line in his career against the Thunder. I checked last year's numbers. They're just as bad, and actually he didn't even really get the steals and the blocks last year against the Thunder. This just always seems to be a team he struggles against. So with all the other great options where you can spend up, I'm avoiding Cousins of tomorrow quite a bit.
And Steven Adams, I mean, he's a really good defender. He stinks offensively this year, but he's a good defender.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think that's why. I think that Adams is just really limiting him and really affecting his shots. And so I'm kind of off Cousins for tomorrow. Jesus. Next guy, you got Hassan Whiteside, 9.2K at Detroit. Thoughts on Whiteside?
You know, so Whiteside's, you know, at Detroit, so it's a Whiteside-Drummond matchup. I think these guys played this year. I'm quickly trying to see what happened when they played this year, if they did. No, I guess they haven't played this year yet. Look, Whiteside's been fantastic. His price keeps going up, but rightfully so. I just, you know, I don't know if I want to spend up at center, but you can attack Drummond. I don't see him stopping Whiteside. He's fine. I'll use Whiteside in a couple tournaments.
Well, and maybe this is something to think about too, not going crazy on Whiteside or Drummond. They're both getting a lot of possessions. And so they could be attacking each other. One of them could get in foul trouble and kind of limit the upside there. So I'm definitely not throwing either guy in like a ton of tournaments just because I think that there's some potential for that to happen. What are your thoughts on Drummond tomorrow? You put 1K for him, obviously matching up against Whiteside.
I mean, man, I've played so much Drummond this year, and he's been like especially at center, he's been the guy who's let me down the most. You know, his minutes aren't that great. You know, I want him to play like mid 30s, and there's some games he's in like the 20s. You know, he had some injury issues. He hasn't looked right this year. And that's one of the reasons why I've been playing him more in tournaments, because I know he does have the upside, and I'm keep waiting for it to hit. And it just hasn't really hit yet this year. I mean, he really, you know, he's had some clunkers. He struggles to get you 40 FanDuel points, which is what he needs to hit value. So, you know, against Whiteside, you know, I don't love this play. Although every day I will play him in at least one tournament because he does have upside. I just waiting for him to show it this year.
Oh yeah, I mean he's got the potential for that 20-20 game or that 25-25 game, and so I mean it's always juicy for a tournament.
Yeah, by the way, but like you said, I mean, it would not surprise me at all if I bet you there's like a 75% chance of one of these guys gets in foul trouble. I mean, it's a given. I mean, especially, if you think about it, Whiteside's Miami's best offensive player. So if there's one guy who's going to get in foul trouble, it would probably be Drummond, although Whiteside makes stupid fouls too. So both these guys could end up playing 15 minutes. They both could foul out.
I'm with you there. Carl Anthony Towns, 8.7K at New Orleans. Thoughts on Towns for tomorrow?
Yeah, so if I had to choose between Whiteside, Towns, Drummond, I go Towns, especially in a GPP and in cash games, quite honestly, between those three. He's against Boston, although everyone destroys the Boston bigs. 27 points, 18 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 56 FanDuel points. Really nice matchup versus the Pelicans. He's a really good play on Wednesday.
Yeah, I feel you. Of all the high price centers there, that's my man right there. Next guy, Dwight Howard, 8.1K at Indiana. Thoughts on Howard?
Man, I'm yawning. It's so late, Tyler.
I thought you were yawning at Dwight Howard's suckiness.
Yeah, I'm not playing Dwight in a back-to-back.
Second that. Next guy, Brook Lopez, 7.3K against the Boston big men.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of my rules is attack the Denver shooting guard and attack both Denver guard positions. I also attack Boston bigs. The one difference is Al Horford's back now, so I don't like to attack them as much when they had just Kelly Olynyk and Jarebko. But Lopez, he's a sneaky play. He's still barely struggling to get 30 minutes, but his usage is through the roof. Brooklyn needs him to score. So I'll have a little exposure in tournaments to him on Wednesday.
Same game, you got Al Horford, 7.2K. Thoughts on Horford?
Yeah, Horford will be a sneaky play on Wednesday. You know, his first two games back, he's been phenomenal. He's 48 FanDuel points in 43, so he's crushed value. So for that reason alone, I'll probably throw him in some tournaments. I'm just worried this game is going to be a blowout.
I hear that. Next guy, Marc Gasol, 6.8K at Philly. Thoughts on Gasol?
Wow, I loaded me up on Gasol against Charlotte two nights ago because 6.8K is just too cheap for him. He's a 7.5K player. So you're getting him at a bargain price right now, and he put up 39 FanDuel points for me. He performed really well. The problem with him is his ceiling. You know, he doesn't have like a 50 FanDuel point ceiling. His ceiling is more about 40, but that's still pretty good. Is it good enough on a 13 slate? I don't know. Also, it's at Philly, so matchup against Embiid. That's going to be a fun matchup to watch Embiid against someone as wily as Marc Gasol. You know, and as you know, very intriguing to see how Joel Embiid does against the Memphis defense. But so Gasol's an interesting play. Maybe I'll throw him in a couple tournaments and see. I mean, I love the price. That's the main thing I love about him.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy, Rudy Gobert, 6.7K against Denver. Thoughts on Gobert?
No, thank you. As much as I love attacking the Denver bigs, with Gobert, I just don't see the upside. I just can't do it on a 13-game slate.
How about DeAndre Jordan, 6.6K at Dallas?
No.
6.3K against the Suns.
Vucevic?
Yep.
Another no. These are two guys that they need. Before I can play either of those two bums, they need to show me something. First of all, DeAndre Jordan, just against Dallas, that game, I mean, I think Bogut's going to be out. I don't think DeAndre Jordan's going to play a ton of minutes. And Vucevic, oh God, his price has come down so much too, but it's same thing with him. He's not getting the same amount of minutes. In the last one, two, three, four, last six games, he's only cracked 30 FanDuel points once. You know, maybe I'll throw Vucevic in like one GPP because he does have upside, and I do love the game. I love the pace against Phoenix, but I'm not high on that play.
I'll tell you some crazy things about Vucevic that I found. He's shooting 41% from the field and an atrocious 48.1% from the free throw line. He's a career 50.7 and 72.1% shooter from each spot, respectively. So you got to think he's going to get better at some point at scoring the ball. But it has been atrocious to start the season. And that Orlando offense is a little disjointed. And so I could see him maybe shooting kind of a career worst, but I don't think 41 and 48 are going to stick. So no place to go but up.
Yeah.
Next guy up, you got Jonas Valanciunas, 6.2K at Houston. Thoughts on Valanciunas?
I like Valanciunas. He's a pretty safe. I mean, I think he's got a floor of about 25 FanDuel points. And he's got a ceiling of like 45 FanDuel points. So he's a guy with some upside. He's always overlooked, always underowned. The question for me is what are his minutes going to be in this fast-paced game? I mean, I'd like to think as long as Houston's playing Capella, Dwayne Casey's going to let Valanciunas play some big minutes. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Casey pulls him in and puts like Patrick Patterson at the five. So the minutes worry me in this game. So I'm not going to play a ton of him on Wednesday, but I'll have a couple lineups for sure.
You want to give yourself a headache. Try to guess how many minutes Casey's going to give Jonas Valanciunas. That's the easiest way to do it. Miles Turner's next guy on the board, 6.2K. He might play. He might not. It's totally up in the air right now. So he could also have limited minutes. So kind of anywhere that could go. Next guy on the board, Pau Gasol, 6.1K. I'd share thoughts on Pau.
Yeah, not really. Because I think, I mean, if the Marcus was going to be out, then I maybe I'd give Gasol a look. But if everyone is playing for the Spurs, I'm probably not going to play Gasol. Although he's been relatively safe, the ceiling is not great, but a relatively safe floor. I don't hate to play on Wednesday, but I think you can do better.
Are you trusting the process on Wednesday?
Not at 5.8K. This is, I you know, he's been. I don't know if he's even had a bad game, Joel Embiid, this year. I mean, just every game, he's amazing, and he's been like hitting value every game too. But now his price. This is as high as his price has been. He's got to get 30 FanDuel points now, and he's up against Marc Gasol in Memphis. This is a tough matchup for him. Maybe the toughest matchup in the league. So, look. I say this every show. I mean, I say it to myself when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm watching the games. Look, at some point, if you have a 24-minute restriction, your ceiling has to be limited. You're not, you just, you know, it's just, he can't keep hitting value. So I keep fading him. It's hurt me this year, but I'm going to fade him on Wednesday, and, I just don't like anything about this game for him.
I'll agree with everything you said, and I'll say, tune into this game for 2 minutes and watch him because he
Oh, I'm
is
still gonna watch it.
amazing
Yeah.
to watch.
I mean, he's shooting threes. I think he's shooting like 50% from 3-point range. He said
And
10
then
threes
my
this
favorite is
year.
every time he makes a three, he talks trash to the other guys and like puts the fingers up and just
Yeah.
like that's what I mean. He's just a great character to watch. Next guy, Clint Capela, 5.7K against Toronto. Thoughts on Capela?
Yeah, Capella's been very intriguing. His price has risen about $900 in the last week. He's been really good the last five games. He's been basically over 30 FanDuel points, and the last six he's been pretty close to 30 FanDuel points. The best part is the last two games he's been over 30 minutes. He got 35 minutes at Detroit. So he's in, man. He's it looks like Mark D'Antoni. Is it Mike D'Antoni? Man, it is so late.
It is Mike, man.
Listeners, it's like 3:30 in the morning, so yeah, cut me some slack. Mike D'Antoni. Yeah, I don't know why I said, what did I say?
You said
Mark?
Mark
I don't know why I
D'Antoni.
said that. Yeah, Mike D'Antoni, Jesus. So clearly, though, D'Antoni is taking a liking to him. Valanciunas is a good defender, so that I don't like that aspect of it, but everything else makes him a sneaky tournament play for me on Wednesday. I don't like the price, though. That's getting up to a range where I'm going to start fading him.
Second that. Next guy, Mason Plumlee, 5.3K at Cleveland. Thoughts on Plumlee?
I mean, the plum dog is just super consistent, and no one's noticing. No one's paying attention. I mean, look, I'm gonna ripple off these game this box scores. This is FanDuel points: 24, 27, 36, 25, 25, 27, 33. I mean, you can't be more consistent than that. It is a back-to-back. That worries me a little bit. Cleveland's a big favorite, but look, if I still think he's a fine play on Wednesday. I mean, I don't love it, but he's fine.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Anybody else you want to talk about? We're getting down in the range where you're just saving some money at this point.
Oh, God, I'm losing my voice too. Alex Len. So his price has come up $400. Now it's 5.2K. At Orlando. Tyson Chandler's still out, so Len's starting. Len, he's a guy has 40 FanDuel point upside. The minutes are still always a concern, even if he's starting. But I like him for tournaments on Wednesday. Steven Adams, oh, this guy, I don't know why he sucks offensively this year. I will say this: he's coming off a really good game on Tuesday night, put up 33 FanDuel points. So. That's six times value. His price has dropped all the way to 4.9K. So if you want to throw him in some tournaments, you can. He's also pretty safe for cash at that price. Okafor's 4.4K. I think he's going to play on Wednesday. Even with Embiid at 4.4K, if you want to use him in a tournament or two, I'm fine with it. And I think that's it, man. Oh, last guy. Big, juicy, another Waffle House, original Waffle House member, Tyler. Al Jefferson. Look, if Miles Turner's out, I like Big Al on Wednesday as a punt. If you want to punt at center, 3.8K. He didn't play a ton of minutes last game, but that was because they played Golden State. Against Dwight Howard in Atlanta, he's going to play 24 minutes. And at that, he can get you 24 FanDuel points, which is like, you know, six times value. So he's a nice punt if he does start on Wednesday.
Yeah, one guy I'll mention, Spencer Hawes, 3.9K. Frank Kaminsky's questionable. Cody Zeller's questionable. I saw on Twitter earlier that Cody Zeller's probably going to be out. He's more doubtful than questionable. In the last game, Hawes got 37 minutes and gave you 30 FanDuel points. If you're looking for a punt, that's definitely an option there if those two are out.
Oh, man. Is that it? Are we done?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, so unfortunately, I think we did well. It was way over an hour. So I think we failed at our mission to get an hour. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, that helps you out for Wednesday slate. It is a monster. I know a couple of you guys on Twitter asked me my strategy when you have like large slates like this. What I tend to do on large slates like this are I play more lineups. There's because there's so many guys to play. Look, if you're playing tournaments, you're trying to find the right combo. So you know, with so many guys, I mean, the more lineups, the more, you know, entries you're playing, the better your odds are. In terms of cash games, someone asked me, do I like to use kind of, you know, one lineup or do I like to use several when it's a big slate like this? I usually use one kind of cash game lineup with this caveat. Let's say I have a lineup, Tyler, and then at shooting guard, you know, I'm torn between, you know, Evan Fournier and Rodney Hood. Well, they're, you know, a $300 difference in price. Let's say I can fit them both in. What I'll do in my cash games maybe is I'll have like 60% of lineups I'd play, you know, Hood, and 40% I'd play Fournier. I would do something like that just to cover my bases. If I'm really torn on two players, but otherwise I still like to have only one cash game lineup.
I'm with you there. I do that a lot.
Yeah. And with that, man, that is the show. I'm going to go to sleep. Tyler, I don't know what Tyler's going to do. Tyler's got to post this, so he's got to do extra work for us. Remember to join the chambers. You know, if you have any feedback, let us know. Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. We'd really appreciate it. Other than that, just enjoy the games, man. It's going to be a fun couple days of basketball, or at least Wednesday, and then you can enjoy football on Thursday, and you can get back to basketball on Friday. And we'll be back to do a show, I think, for Friday's games. I mean, God only knows how long that show is going to be, but we're going to do our best.
We might have to release it tomorrow night just to give them time to listen.
Yeah, we could do like a two-parter. Like release like point guards and shooting guards one night and the rest of the positions other night.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, guys.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, have a good one, guys. Later.